Jennifer Gallegos directs Somebody Nobody and sits down with Mark Kreider today. Plus, your opportunity to enjoy the symphony on Tennessee Tech's campus. That's today on The Scene.
I am talking today with Jennifer Gallegos. It is such a pleasure. We have seen one another before, but this is the first time we've actually met.
Yes.
I'm really excited to talk with you today. You're directing a play called Somebody Nobody.
Correct.
By Jane Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it at the Backdoor Playhouse on the campus of Tennessee Tech.
Yep.
And it'll be opening on the 24th of April.
Yes, the 24th. So,
around
the corner.
I didn't mean to make you break out in a cold sweat. Oh, you guys are going to be great.
We're ready.
I fully believe the magic. There is magic in the Backdoor Playhouse.
Yes.
That swoops things along. And it's something about the energy of that place.
I have felt it.
Yeah.
I have felt it. It's a new space for me, but that energy is there the minute you walk in.
It's absolutely there.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's soaked into the walls, and it's a great place.
It is a great place.
So, Jennifer, tell me a little bit about your background in theater.
Well, it's a long background because I'm old, but
well, <please. laughs>
I've been doing this a long time.
You're youthful compared to me.
I was about 11 years old when I started in theater, but I started in dance when I was 4.
Okay.
And I had an injury, and so I discovered theater through that injury, and I've been doing it ever since. And I'm 53 now, so it's a long time. I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York City back in 95, 96, and got some great training there. I did theater in Miami, got married. The one thing about AMDA that I loved was that it taught me I did not want to be on Broadway.
Okay.
It is not for me.
That's a hard place to – sometimes my students have a hard time understanding.
Yes.
If they say, where should I go to do theater? And I say, how do you like cold weather? Because Chicago –
anywhere,
you can get
really
in the door there. Yeah,
and place. Anywhere. I mean, I've done theater in Florida, South Florida, in Oregon – now in Tennessee. I was in Nicaragua in Central America for 15 years.
Wow.
I did theater there.
Okay.
There's theater all over the world.
Yeah.
I hate that the kids nowadays are like just Broadway. And it's like I was teaching at the American Nicaraguan school while I was there. I was teaching theater. And I took my kids on a field trip to New York, and I would get my friends that were on Broadway and be like, hey, I need you to talk to these kids. And we took them on a tour backstage, and they saw the dressing room, and they were like, ew, but that sweaty, nasty hallway, it is not glamorous.
Yeah.
It's a theater like anywhere else.
It's hard. And it's a pretty close chop.
That's what I was explaining. I was just telling my cast that last night.
Okay.
I was telling them to make it in this industry. It's not about talent, because everyone has talent. Everyone.
Sure.
It's about who's easy to work with.
Right.
Who they can rely on. I was telling them in Miami, I did one audition and worked for more than a year off of one audition because all the directors talk to them, to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then once they've seen you and they know you can do it, you just keep getting hired. And New York is the same way.
It's the best thing I learned when I first worked professionally was what a small business it is.
Yeah. Every town is a
small
town.
And if you make friends and people want to hire you back, the best thing – I tell my actors all the time, the best thing – that can happen is you finish a job at a theater and they call you up 6 months later and say, are you free?
Yep. Amen. That's how I worked. People ask me all the time, well, how do I get into directing? I wasn't trained to be a director.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah,
see,
I wasn't
look
trained.
At that. You anticipated that so well.
I'm an actress and I've performed in, I think, around 40 different productions throughout my career.
Right.
And I started to direct. Because the opportunity, you know, when you're an actor and somebody asks you, can you do this? You say, yes, I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I started directing, I started choreography. I was a choreographer first, and then I moved into directing. And I love it. I love it. It's that same rush that I get on stage as an actor.
Sure.
Is that rush I get when I see one of my actors get something out of their character and they get
the
it.
The little light bulb goes off.
It's
the
best. That's my favorite thing in life. So I love directing, and working at Tennessee Tech has been great because they're kids.
Yeah, they're so eager and they want to do well.
Little sponges, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
I want to continue with that. We're going to take a short break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and I want to talk about the directing thing. But I will say one of the things I think is so interesting is the best directors I've ever worked with all started as actors.
I just said that the other day too, to yeah. Abby, yeah. my student. I was like, I'm an actor's director.
Yeah.
And it is very different. You're right. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
All my directors that I enjoy the most were actors first.
Started as started. They know how the stage works. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Awesome.
So, Jennifer, you found directing.
Yes.
Which I just think is so terrific because I feel the same way. I feel like I found directing.
Mm-hmm. Or it found us.
Yeah, or it found us. Yeah. And I've always said about myself, I have some skills as an actor. I'm tall, I'm loud, but I feel like I'm better as a director. I feel like mm-hmm. I'm a better artist as a director.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly more disciplined as a director, and other directors can tell you about me as an actor. But so you were talking a little bit about that. Follow through that a little bit more. This idea of finding the theatrical inspiration in directing.
I don't know. I think I was the kind of actress who. I just remember at one point I was in rehearsal with a director in Miami, and I was just like, we don't really need directors. It's all about the actors. I mean, we're the ones with the talent. We're the ones making the choices.
You know, that's what David Mamet says. That,
really?
Yeah. David Mamet says if you put five competent actors together, they could put a show together without a director. I don't want to believe that's true.
It's not true. We need to work. No.
Somebody's got to be watching from outside.
Well, now that I've stepped into these shoes, mm-hmm. It's just seeing everything from just a complete – it's just a different angle completely. And now I see and understand where the director comes in and yeah. where the structure is and where you have to round everybody up. But I think the best directors are the ones that find the joy in that.
Yeah.
I've worked for directors who don't have joy in that. They have stress in it.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. There's something so – yummy about seeing a production
yeah.
come together and knowing that those actors busted their butt. And you get to watch the process from day one when there's nothing there to the final day when there's this whole other person that they have created.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
Right.
I never thought that would give me the same yummy feeling that it gives me because
right.
Just for me, there was nothing better. And working with younger kids, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I went into rehearsal, and I don't understand anything these kids are saying. I am sorry, but my generation, they talk in
– they talk in emojis.
Yes. What's with the letters? Everything's like, I'm so MFG or whatever. I don't even know what they're saying. So I do feel a little old right now, but once they get on stage – then I know what to do with them. I don't know that I have that many conversations with them about everyday things because we're on different
– Right.
I definitely feel older now. But, God, they're just such great kids to work with.
They will make you – and I will say this. As someone who's worked with young people now for 34 years altogether, it has made me younger.
Yeah, it does.
It has kept me young. It kept me young in my heart. Mm-hmm. My hair has turned white, but it's kept me young in my heart.
That's
which
right.
I think is really great.
That's right.
But, I love too this idea of creating a positive environment.
Yes,
and that's something is you know I feel like what you're doing is you're giving the actors a gift. You're giving them a creative environment. You're giving them an environment in which they're not always going to get it right.
Well, and they shouldn't. I think
right.
that was a talk I had with my actors too because they're so hard on themselves, and I'm just like. Dude, if you don't mess up and you're doing it perfectly, then what am I here for?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to make a mistake.
Right.
I have been in this business forever. And
I
make mistakes all the time.
I think it's better to make mistakes. Yeah.
How do we learn?
Exactly.
And also, we're human.
Right.
I'm sorry. You can't – there's no such thing as perfect in this industry.
Right.
It doesn't exist. So to strive for it is a waste of your time.
Yeah.
And it creates a horrible atmosphere. And my job primarily as a director is to create a safe environment for my actors to feel comfortable to explore their characters,
right.
to get the scene done. And,
right.
I, you know, the other day they had to have their lines memorized and they were, but they weren't perfect. I'm like, everyone needs to relax a second, take a breath, because once the joy goes out. I always tell my actors too, if you're having fun, I'll have fun watching you.
Yeah.
If you're not having fun, I'm not going to enjoy this production.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a short break.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and talk about Somebody Nobody.
Yes.
So, Jennifer, you're, as we have said, you are directing the play Somebody Nobody, a play I'm not familiar with. By a playwright I am familiar with. So tell us a little bit about the show that is going to be performed on the stage of the Backdoor Playhouse at Tennessee Tech.
I always love when people ask me about this play because the answer is always so crazy. Really, I had a copy of this play in my house, and I had it in Nicaragua, and I hadn't read it. And when I talked to Jen about directing this show, she says, well, you know, you pick a play, see what you want to do.
Yeah.
I found this script and it had six characters in it. And I just started reading it. I was like, this is the craziest thing that, you know, except besides Christopher Durang, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So I said, I want to do this. And I mean, the characters are to the extreme.
Right.
But what really attracted me was because I feel like today, with everything that's going on in our world,
mm-hmm.
I think everyone should just come to the theater and have a real good laugh. This is one of those shows.
Really essential.
It's just a silly, crazy show that you're going to have fun and you're going to laugh out loud at the ridiculousness of it.
So it's kind of farcical?
It's not farcical in that people aren't coming and going and entering it, but it is like it's so not realistic, but realistic.
Larger than life.
Yeah, kind it's larger of. Than life. Okay. That's a good way to describe it. So we have six characters, and all six are completely different. Lolly is she's a Southern girl, really sweet girl who's moved to L.A. And wants to try to get a really cool life there. But she's kind of invisible to most people. They don't even see her. Then we have her cousin who comes to take her. He wants to steal her back to Flat, Kansas, where she's from. So her mom sends him over to pick her up. He is a survivalist. He lives off the grid, but he's also the guys that pick up criminals. Bounty hunter.
Oh, a bounty hunter.
He's a bounty
hunter. Wow. Okay. That was unexpected.
Yeah. He's a bounty hunter. He's all over the place. And then we have Sheena Keener, who is a famous Hollywood actress, similar to a Sabrina Carpenter style. And she was at the Surf Awards and hates being in the public eye now. So she had a little breakdown and escaped the Surf Awards, got into an ice cream truck. The guy tried to touch her, so she jumped out while he was driving and rolls down a hill. So when she enters in the play, she's got blood coming out of her injuries. Her dress is all ripped up.
Okay.
That's how the play starts. So we have a movie star. Then we have Galaxy, who's her agent. She is completely Californian.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. And she talks like that. She's so funny. Who else do we have? Beverly, who's a sweet girl that comes in at the end. I don't want to give that away, but she's
– okay.
And who? And the stalker. Oh. We have Sheena's stalker is German. Yeah. It's kind of intense.
Cool. And this is an all-student cast.
Yes, it is.
Have some of these people been on the Playhouse stage before?
Yes. I believe Lee and Zeke have been.
Zeke was in Godspell.
And Witches as well.
Yes. Yeah. I know him. He took my intro to theater class.
Okay. So Zeke is the bounty hunter.
Okay.
Lee, who is in Witches, is Lolly.
All right.
And I think everyone else is new. I know the stalker and Sheena, the two actors playing those roles, have never been in a show before.
Wow. That's exciting, though.
Drew, who's playing the stalker, Drew told me that he came to audition because the stalker only speaks German and Drew speaks German.
I mean, that's kind of a gift, though.
But time out. We're in Cookeville. I was like, I never thought I would find someone to cast who actually could do the German lines in the show. I thought I was going to have to cast somebody who would say the lines in English.
Sure.
Now, we have somebody who speaks German.
Oh, that's so cool.
And who's actually thinking about pursuing the stage a little bit now instead of, I think he was telling me he's studying engineering or something, but we got to bring him over to our side.
Yeah, bring him over to the arts or at least get him to minor in it. I mean, that's one of the things that has always amazed me at Tech is how many of the students are able to do both, you know, that they're, you know, I mean, we've had engineers who are incredible actors. We've had, you know, people in education. I mean, you can
do
a little
career,
bit of everything.
No matter what, you know, theater is always going to help you.
So
but yeah, it's great.
Just to wrap up, this is going on at the Backdoor Playhouse. Mm-hmm. It opens on April 24th.
Correct.
And it plays through the following May.
May 3rd.
3rd.
Yes.
Curtain times are at 7:30. Best of luck.
Thank you. Break a leg with opening night of the show.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you.
Oh, I've had such a great time. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thanks.